Welcome to Not So Different, a podcast from the Center for Biosimilars. I'm your host, Skylar Jeremias. On today's episode, we'll cover the latest biosimilar news, including new FDA approvals, ongoing patent disputes, and game-changing legislation, like the Skinny Labels Big Savings Act. We'll also dive into market trends and the growing uptake of oncology biosimilars and pricing shifts in the U.S. Stay tuned as we explore how biosimilars are transforming the healthcare landscape. The biosimilar landscape in 2024 has been nothing short of transformative, with approvals spanning multiple therapeutic areas and setting the stage for increased competition, accessibility, and affordability. The FDA's green light for 19 biosimilars across ophthalmology, oncology, rheumatology, and supportive care underscores the continued expansion of treatment options for patients. However, despite this wave of approvals, patent litigation continues to be a roadblock for market entry for some of these products, delaying the potential cost savings and wider patient access that biosimilars promise. Among the most notable developments this year has been the ophthalmology space, particularly the five biosimilars referencing Eylea or aflibercept that received FDA approval. While these products have demonstrated their potential to increase access for patients with retinal diseases, ongoing patent disputes have left the U.S. market entry uncertain. The legal victory for Amgen's Pavblu, aflibercept AYYH, against Regeneron, the originator's manufacturer, may set a precedent for future biosimilars looking to challenge entrenched reference biologics. Meanwhile, additional landmark approvals such as the first denosumab and eculizumab biosimilars signal significant strides in addressing high-cost therapies in osteoporosis, oncology, and rare disease treatment. As these biosimilars prepare for launch, the industry eagerly awaits their impact on pricing dynamics, patient uptake, and overall market sustainability. The banner year of 2024 continues to trickle into 2025 with the FDA approval of Avtozma, tocilizumab ANOH, for the treatment of multiple rheumatic conditions, making it the third biosimilar referencing Actemra to receive regulatory clearance in the U.S. Avtozma is approved in both intravenous and subcutaneous formulations, providing greater flexibility for patients and healthcare providers. It is indicated for the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis, giant cell arteritis, polyarticular juvenile idiopathic arthritis, systemic juvenile idiopathic arthritis, and COVID-19. With this approval, Celltrion, the manufacturer, aims to expand treatment access and offer cost-effective alternatives for patients in need. In legal news, a bipartisan group of U.S. senators introduced the Skinny Labels Big Savings Act to accelerate the availability of biosimilars and generics while providing legal protections for manufacturers. The bill seeks to amend federal patent infringement law to safeguard the use of skinny labeling, a strategy where manufacturers seek FDA approval for only select indications of a branded drug to bypass secondary patents. This approach has been successful in the small molecule drug market, and its expansion into the biosimilar space aims to enhance competition, reduce drug costs, and increase patient access to affordable biologic therapies. If passed, the legislation would shield manufacturers from costly patent litigation when obtaining skinny label approvals, allowing faster market entry for biosimilars and generics. Proponents highlight that skinny label biosimilars have already saved Medicare an estimated $1.5 billion from 2015 to 2020, with further savings expanded as more biosimilars enter the market. However, challenges remain, including market hesitancy due to interchangeability requirements and potential legal risks tied to off-label use. While the bill aims to level the playing field against brand-name manufacturers' patent strategies, ongoing legal battles, such as the ones regarding etanercept biosimilars, underscore the complexities of implementing skinny labeling in the biosimilar space. The Federal Trade Commission has intensified its scrutiny of the nation's three largest pharmacy benefit managers, Caremark, Express Scripts, and OptumRx, by releasing a second interim report accusing them of significantly inflating the prices of specialty generic drugs. The report highlights that these PBMs imposed price markups ranging from hundreds to thousands of percentages on critical medications, such as those that cover cancer and HIV, while reimbursing their affiliated pharmacies at higher rates than independent pharmacies. Between 2017 and 2021, the big three PBMs generated over $7.3 billion in dispensing revenue beyond estimated acquisition costs and amassed $1.4 billion through spread pricing practices. The FTC's findings underscore the need for policymakers to address these escalating costs, which ultimately burden patients and healthcare providers. This latest report follows an initial July 2024 investigation revealing that PBMs control a significant share of specialty drug dispensing revenue, contradicting their original purpose of reducing costs. The report has fueled ongoing debates about PBM transparency and accountability, with Congress and advocacy groups pushing for reforms. Express Scripts previously filed a lawsuit against the FTC, arguing that the report misrepresents evidence and could inadvertently increase drug prices. However, the FTC has countered with an administrative complaint accusing PBMs of driving up insulin costs to maximize profits. With mounting legal and legislative pressure, experts believe that significant regulatory and statutory changes are imminent to curb PBM practices that contribute to higher drug costs and limited patient access to affordable medications. In other legal news, a recent study suggests that patent litigation reforms could accelerate biosimilar market availability in the U.S. Between 2015 and 2021, the U.S. launched only 11 biosimilars, while the European Union introduced 55 between 2008 and 2021. Although biosimilar approvals have increased, litigation delays continue to hinder timely market entry. The Biologics Price Competition and Innovation Act established the patent dance to streamline patent disputes, but brand manufacturers often seek injunctions to extend exclusivity, creating legal and financial risks for biosimilar companies. To address these delays, the study proposes initiating patent litigation during Phase 3 clinical trials, similar to the process for generic drugs. Data analysis from 2010 to 2022 found that 92% of biosimilars in Phase 3 trials had sufficient information for litigation without wasting court resources. The study also revealed that litigation outcomes varied. 16% of biosimilars won against brand biologics, 9% lost, and 75% settled. Experts suggest adopting a system like the UK's, where biosimilars and generics follow the same patent litigation pathway. The authors recommend that Congress implement a two-track system, allowing earlier litigation, potentially improving biosimilar market penetration and reducing healthcare costs. In mid-January, Amgen's Wezlana, ustekinumab AUUB, became the first ustekinumab biosimilar available in the U.S., offering a lower-cost alternative to patients with rheumatic and gastrointestinal conditions. However, access to Wezlana is currently limited to Nuvela, a biosimilar procurement business similar to CVS Health's Cordavis. Wezlana was the first ustekinumab biosimilar approved by the FDA, and six more biosimilars are expected to launch throughout 2025. The biosimilar also has an interchangeability designation, allowing it to be substituted at the pharmacy level without requiring prescriber approval. As multiple ustekinumab biosimilars enter the market, industry experts are looking at the adalimumab biosimilar experience for insights into adoption trends. Adalimumab biosimilars faced slow initial uptake but gained significant market share once major PBMs adjusted their formularies. A key concern for the ustekinumab space is product hopping, where companies shift patients from an originator drug to a new patented version to maintain market dominance. Janssen, the maker of Stelara, may deploy a similar strategy with Tremfya, potentially impacting the uptake of biosimilars when that drug comes off patent. With the first ustekinumab biosimilars now arriving, 2025 is shaping up to be a pivotal year for competition and access in this market. In regard to expert insights, Dr. James D. Chambers discusses the economic and policy factors shaping biosimilar adoption and their potential to transform healthcare by lowering costs and expanding access during an interview. During the discussion, he emphasizes the value-based pricing models that can facilitate biosimilar uptake by aligning costs with clinical benefits, reducing financial burdens on patients and the healthcare system. However, widespread adoption requires collaboration among stakeholders, including physicians, payers, and PBMs, as well as provider education and patient awareness campaigns. Chambers highlighted that formularies must prioritize biosimilars and streamline authorization processes to maximize cost savings and accessibility. Looking ahead, Chambers said he sees biosimilars as a paradigm shift akin to the rise of generics, with real-world evidence supporting their cost-effectiveness. However, challenges persist, including rebate tactics, physician hesitancy, and policy uncertainties such as the Inflation Reduction Act, which could inadvertently discourage biosimilar development by limiting originator biologic prices. Despite insurer resistance and restrictive coverage, biosimilars have already contributed billions in savings and improved treatment access. Chambers remains optimistic about their future impact, provided regulatory and market barriers are addressed. Moving on to market overviews. The biosimilar market in the U.S. is at a pivotal juncture, with a massive opportunity for cost savings largely untapped. According to the report from the IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science, 90% of the 118 biologics set to lose exclusivity over the next decade, which represent $234 billion in total value, currently lack biosimilars in development. This biosimilar void, as the authors called it, poses a significant challenge to the affordability and sustainability of the healthcare system, particularly as biologics now account for nearly half of total drug expenditures. While biosimilars have already delivered $36 billion in savings since their introduction in the U.S. in 2015, the lack of pipeline development for many high-cost biologics suggests that even greater savings remain unrealized. Major patent expirations in immunology and oncology present a critical opportunity, yet barriers such as high development costs, regulatory hurdles, and reimbursement challenges continue to deter manufacturers from pursuing biosimilars, particularly for low-sales biologics and those with orphan indications. To bridge this biosimilar gap, the report suggests three key strategies: regulatory streamlining, stakeholder collaboration, and improving market conditions. Reducing the complexity and cost of biosimilar approval pathways could encourage broader development, while fostering collaboration between manufacturers, policymakers, and healthcare providers may enhance market confidence. Additionally, addressing reimbursement challenges, such as payer policies that favor originator biologics through rebate-driven formulary placement, can create a more competitive landscape. The authors emphasize that without proactive reforms, the growing dominance of complex biologics such as gene and cell therapies may further limit biosimilar competition, reinforcing the need for immediate action. By addressing these challenges head-on, stakeholders can ensure that the cost-saving potential of biosimilars is fully realized, ultimately benefiting both the healthcare system and patients. On the upside, Samsung Bioepis's Q1 2025 biosimilar market report highlighted significant progress in the U.S. biosimilar landscape, showing that biosimilars now hold an average of 53% market share and have contributed to a 53% reduction in average drug costs within 5 years of competition. The report provided an overview of pricing trends, market share, and average sale prices, and wholesale acquisition cost values for biosimilars, offering insights into the evolving competitive dynamics. Oncology biosimilars continue to see the highest uptake, averaging 81% market share over 5 years, while immunology and insulin glargine markets lag, averaging only 26% market share. Pricing trends indicate that oncology biosimilars offer ASP discounts of up to 66%, whereas immunology and ophthalmology biosimilars show more modest pricing reductions. Adalimumab biosimilars have gradually gained traction, reaching a 23% market share nearly 2 years after competition began in the U.S., with some brands offering WAC prices of up to 86% lower than the originator Humira. Meanwhile, oncology biosimilars maintain strong market dominance, with key biosimilars like trastuzumab and bevacizumab products holding over 85% market share. Infliximab biosimilars have reached 48% market share, while the ranibizumab market has grown to 57%. The single biosimilar in the tocilizumab space is beginning to see steady adoption, and insulin glargine biosimilar market share remains low at 6% due to competitive strategies from originators. As biosimilar competition expands into new therapeutic areas, the industry is poised for further shifts into market dynamics and cost savings. Thank you for tuning into this special episode of Not So Different. You can find additional information on everything we discussed in the show notes. And until next time, you can visit us at centerforbiosimilars.com.